Naman davet, naman davet, naman davet, naman davet, naman davet. Thus, when one has boarded the ship of the vow of great compassion and sailed out on the vast ocean of light, the winds of perfect virtue blow softly and the waves of evil are transformed. The darkness of ignorance is immediately broken through, and quickly reaching the land of immeasurable light, one realizes great nirvana.
Hongan no oi naru jihi no fune ni nori, nenbutsu no shujo o osame toru koumyo no daikai ni ukabu to, kono yuenai kudoku no kaze ga shizuka ni fuki, subete no wazawa e ga no nami wa tenjite osamaru, sunawachi mayoi no yami o yabutte, hakari shiru koto no dekinai koumyo no sekai ni sumiyaka ni itatte, hotoke no satori o hiraki, shujo o suku u hataraki o sasete itadakeru no dearu to naman davutsu, naman davutsu, naman davutsu, naman davutsu, naman davutsu, naman davutsu.
Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Welcome to our monthly memorial for September. This is a memorial in which we remember all those loved ones who have passed over to the shore in the month of September, whether it was in recent years or in many years past.
ようこそ皆さん、9月の正月法要のお参りでございます。まあ、正月法要というのは、この9月に浄土に往生した方々、まあ、去年であっても、何十年前であっても、そういう方々を偲ぶ法要でございます。
I recently had an opportunity to travel back to Japan with my family on the occasion of Obon, which is a time when another time in our Buddhist calendar when we remember loved ones and those who have crossed over to the other shore.
まあ、私が先月に日本に帰ることができまして、まあ、お盆の時期でございました。
And while I was there, I observed some Obon services with my wife and her family and various relatives that they have living in the island of Tsushima. My wife is from the island of Tsushima, which is in Nagasaki Prefecture. It's an island about halfway between Fukuoka and South Korea. So it's really kind of out in the ocean.
まあ、妻の実家は長崎県の対馬というところです。
And so, in order to get there, we had to do a great deal of traveling. We had to fly, of course, from San Francisco to Narita, and then we had to fly again from Fukuoka, from Narita to Fukuoka, and then again from Fukuoka to Tsushima. So it was a lot of changing planes, and then we actually went up to Kyoto, so we took the train up to Kyoto. So it was quite an extensive journey, and we did it with two small children.
そう、まあ、私がこういう、まあ、妻の実家はちょっと、まあ、島ですから、まず成田に飛んで、成田から福岡、福岡から対馬まで行くんですけど、まあ、2人の小さい子供を連れて行くことが、まあ、一緒に行ったことがありました。
And so, as we were traveling, I noticed that, you know, as we were moving, normally when I'm traveling, you know, I like to sort of stop and visit, you know, various things and do various enjoyable things. One of the things I enjoy about going to Japan is eating food from convenience stores and things like that. So all of those activities that I normally enjoy kind of fell by the wayside just in the process of traveling with these two small children.
そして、まあ、この、まあ、いつも、まあ、日本のコンビニの、まあ、コンビニでいろいろ買ったり、ちょっと楽しむことがいろいろあるんですけど、今回は、ちょっと子供が一緒にいるから、結構子供の世話をするのがもう必死になってしまいました。
And so, you know, as I was traveling, I felt that, you know, on this journey, I really don't have any time to stop and sort of reflect, and I'm just trying to get from point A to point B.
そして、まあ、この旅は、一つのところからまた次のところまで行こうという、することがあったんですね。
It felt like kind of a busy trip for me. But there was one opportunity that I had to kind of pause in the midst of all of this rushing around.
まあちょっと、まあ、忙しいようなあの今回の旅でしたけど、あのまあ一回ちょっとまあゆっくりできたことがあったんですね。
So, there were a couple of times actually. One was when we went back to my wife's hometown where the pace of life is very slow and relaxed and we could just kind of take it easy.
まあ一つは妻の実家に帰って、あのそこで、まあ、ゆっくりできることがあったんですね。
And so I thought of that trip as a kind of gift from my wife's ancestors to me.
それは妻のご先祖に私にあの贈り物だったと。まあ、いうふうに受け取ったということですね。
Because just before that we had had our Obon celebration here, so things have been very busy around the temple. And then, you know, when I go to my wife's, to visit my wife's family, I don't have email, I don't have my cell phone, of course. So I'm just kind of completely unplugged. And so I can just relax and enjoy time with our family.
そして、まあ、一つは、まあ、妻の実家に帰って、まあ、携帯電話もないし、あの、まあ、インターネットとかあまり見ないし、あ、本当にゆっくりできる。まあ、家族と一緒に時間を過ごすのが、あ、本当に楽しい時間でした。
So it's an opportunity to sort of take a breath and to relax and to think about what's really important.
そして、まあ、何が大切かと、ちょっとまた考えるような、ちょっと一休憩となったことがありました。
And then after I had sort of become nice and relaxed in Tsushima, then we went to Kyoto right in the peak of the Obon rush season on the bullet train.
そして、あの、ちょうどゆっくりになったところで、あの、その、U-turn rush という、あ、みんなが、あ、あの、その実家からまた、あの、どこかを行く、帰る途中で、夏休みの終わりのところに、あの、新幹線に乗って京都に行きました。
And it was very, very busy once again. And when I get to Kyoto, I'm really busy because I've got to see this teacher, I got to meet up with this friend, I got to go buy things for the Onaijin, I've got to get some new robes, I've got to do all these different things. And so I'm running around very busy in Kyoto. But even in Kyoto, I was able to find one opportunity to sort of take a little break.
そして、まあ、京都に帰ったらいつも忙しくバタバタ回って、まあ、この先生に会ったり、友達に会ったり、あの、このまぶつぐ屋さんに行って、法医屋さんに行って、いろいろ、あの、忙しくするんですけど、まあ、一つの、まあ、人の、まあ、休憩ができたことがありました。
I thought, you know, I'm here in Kyoto. Whenever I go to Kyoto, since I've become a minister, I like to go to the Otani Honbyo. Otani Honbyo is Shinran Shonin. So Shinran Shonin is the Buddhist teacher we consider to be the founder of our Buddhist sect. And he's here just to the right of the central image of the Buddha here in the Onaijin. There's an image of Shinran Shonin. We consider him to be the founder of our specific Buddhist tradition. And his gravesite is there in Kyoto. And there is a temple that's built up around his gravesite called the Otani Honbyo. Has anyone here been to Otani Honbyo in Kyoto before? A few people have.
あの、まあ、大谷本廟という親鸞聖人のお墓のあるあお寺が京都にあります。
It's a very interesting temple because in addition to the usual image of Amida Buddha and of course there's a special image of Shinran Shonin there, there are also many, many niches, kind of like a columbarium,for members of the Nishihonganji school, those who wish to have a portion of their remains laid to rest there. There's a very large columbarium there for them.
そして、あの、大谷本廟は、あの、大きな納骨堂があります。
And it's actually two buildings,
二つの建物,
and it's eight stories.8 stories.
まあ、8階ですけど。
And usually when you think of an 8-story building in Japan, you think it's pretty tall, right? Right? This building is about as tall as this temple.
このお寺のような高さの8階の建物。
So where do you think the other 8 floors are? Underground. Dug into the side of the mountain. So it's very interesting when you go there, you get on an elevator, and you step onto the elevator, and you're on the 7th or the 8th floor. And then you go down.Into this columbarium. And when you go down to the third floor, and there are two buildings, there's a new one and an old one. And if you go down to the third floor in the oldest building there is a section for all of the BCA temples and all of the Hawaii temples and all the overseas temples have a section. And if you walk around there, as I did a couple of laps, before I found, there's a section for San Mateo Buddhist Temple. There's a San Mateo Buddhist Temple, Buddhist Church of San Francisco, and a couple, I think Palo Alto. We share a single niche, but there's a place there. It's got our temple name written there. And you can open up. There's a little obutsudan. You can open up. There's a Buddha, and there's a bell, and there's some incense, and there's everything that you would need to do a little omaiti right there. And inside that... there's the image of the Buddha, and then there's a kind of cabinet, and inside the cabinet there are the Dharma names of all of the those who have passed away at the and had services at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple where they received a Dharma name. And so there's a little card, a three sheet carbon copy that's filled out and sent there. And then it's stored into the into this little cabinet. It's actually sent to BCA headquarters and then there. But so all of the members there are remembered. All of our temple members are remembered there in this spot. Otani Honbyo というところに行ったら、地下の3階にまで行ったら、こういう各仏教界のところが定まった、お仏壇という納骨というところなんですけど、骨は入ってないんですけど、その法名が重要された方々の法名がみんな書いてそこにあります。And so I went, while I was in Kyoto, I had the opportunity to kind of take a break from my rushing around and go over to this temple, which is in kind of the eastern mountains of Kyoto. Honganji itself, which is, we were staying close to Honganji and we were actually staying in Kyoto Station, so it's a very busy area. But if you go over to this Otani Honbyo, it's a very quiet area. So I went over there, actually went over by myself early in the morning. First thing in the morning, I went over there and was able to just do a little sort of service just by myself and there with all of our, all of the members of this temple who we remember. And it was very, for me, a very relaxing and kind of calming experience. And it also was another opportunity to reflect in the midst of all that busyness of my journey to think about, what is my destination, here in Japan, but also what is the direction of my life, and a chance to reflect on all those people. And once again, to feel that this is a gift that they have given me, that, this custom that I have of going to this, to remember these loved ones and to reflect on their lives is a gift they give me to stop and take a break from my busy, busy day and think about the direction of my life and think about what is important. So I was very grateful to have that opportunity to go to that place, to all those people who remembered, because I felt that they brought me there. To that spot, to that very quiet spot. You're down sort of inside of the mountain. All of the sounds of outside is very quiet. I was the only one in this whole building, chanting. You sort of hear the reverberation. It was a very special experience, and I'm very grateful to the members of the San Mateo Buddhist Temple for making that possible. して私がこの大谷本廟でお参りをすることで、一人でこの山の中に、本当に山の中に入って、お勤めをして、この先方者の、このサンマテオ仏教会代々の先方者にその場で導かれたということですね。で、それが私の忙しい旅行の中で、一つの、行き止まった、ちょっと、止まって、ちょっと休憩をして、何が大切だ、何のためにここにもあっているかとか、いろいろ考える場だったと思います。And I feel that for us, this service that we're having here this morning is the same type of thing. It's the start of the school year, it's the start of all different things where we have our own different schedules and things that are going on. We're all very busy, I'm sure. And yet we make time to come to this place and stop and remember those whose names were read during the service. We reflect on the teachings of the Buddha that served as a guide for them and also serve as a guide for us. And I feel that this is their gift to us, to bring us here. Not just to hear their name, but also to sit before the image of the Buddha and to stop and reflect about what we're doing in life, what's really important to us. Many of you are gathered here today with family. Spending time with family is also a wonderful gift. You're here with your friends in the Sangha, this community of people who support and care for you through your difficult times and celebrate in the joyous times. And so in this way, we feel that these loved ones who we remember today are Buddhas. They're bodhisattvas, beings of great enlightenment, guiding us to this place and guiding us closer to the pure land of Amida Buddha, to the world of enlightenment. They guide us closer to a life of immeasurable peace and compassion. まあ、ここで戦没者に忍ぶために集まるというのは、まあ、戦没者の名前を聞くこともあるんですけど、その、まあ、自分の人生はどういうふうな方向に向かっていってると、まあ、仏様の前に座ってどういうふうな生き方をしている、まあ、今の学校が始まったら9月とても忙しい時期なんですけど、ここ一休憩をとってここに来て家族と集まって、またこのお寺の仏教会の仲間と集まって、自分の人生の中に本当の大切なことを再確認できることは、その戦没者の私たちへの贈り物だと思います。というのは、この戦没者が私たちにとっては菩薩、または仏様としてこの場に導かれたと思います。And so, I read this passage from Shinran at the beginning of my message. It said that one has boarded the ship of the vow of great compassion.Sailed out on the vast ocean of light. And it says, the winds of perfect virtue blow softly, and the waves of evil are transformed. The darkness of ignorance is immediately broken through, and quickly reaching the land of immeasurable light, one realizes great nirvana. So if we receive that guidance of our loved ones, that itself is boarding the ship of Amida Buddha's great compassion, which carries us gently through all the turmoil and the waves of confusion in our life.And guides us to the Buddha's realm of immeasurable compassion, to a life of wisdom and kindness. そしてこの仏様の教えを弔問して、戦没者の導きをいただきながら、この阿弥陀如来の本願の船に乗って、この人生の中のいろいろな混乱と迷いの中に、正しい方向に速やかに優しく導かれることがあって、それは私たちの人生の中の本願の働きでございます。So at this time, I'd like to conclude our message as we reflect on our loved ones and recite the Nembutsu together. ではご一緒に戦没者のことを忍んで念仏を申したいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏